Well, at signing day, finally got here. Rockhurst is a choice. Why'd you make it?
Well, I wanted somewhere that wasn't too far from home, that I could make a trip home on the weekend if I needed to. Wasn't too far. I think I chose it is because I went up there for a visit just to watch one of their games, see if I even, you know, thought I'd fit on the team. And I sat down with all the coaching staff in a room, and it was such a cool environment. They were all laughing, joking. We had the Chiefs game. We were watching it while we were talking about everything, and me even becoming part of the team is such a welcoming environment. And all the girls, they worked really hard when I watched them play that day, and they seemed very welcoming too. So that's ultimately why I chose that there.
And you get to play against Drury, so you get to play in Springfield South.
Yeah.
I mean, that had to be a big thing too.
Definitely. A lot of my family lives in Springfield, and so they played Drury twice every year, once in Springfield and once in Kansas City. So that was a big part of it, and that's a big blessing too.
Basketball ends up being the choice, may or may not, depending on who you talk to, if it's your best sport or not. Yeah. Why'd you decide to go with basketball?
I've played basketball my whole life. It's what I've grown up playing and what I've grown up loving. I only picked up soccer freshman year, and softball has been something I've played and done, but it's not always been my favorite sport necessarily. But I've just always loved basketball, and even my dad coached me when I was little, and one of our family friends, Dwight, and so it was really just something that I've always loved and wanted to do. So.
Was that a difficult decision, or was it just all basketball the whole way?
No, actually, most of my junior summer I spent going to soccer camps, so I did a lot of goalkeeper stuff, and I went to UMKC, I went to MSU, went to Drury, went to like a whole bunch of camps thinking that that's what I wanted to do, thinking that that might better be an opportunity for me, like to go to maybe a bigger college or something like that, but ultimately I decided that basketball is what I love, and so I better pursue it for the next 4 years. So
your senior season here, basketball wise was a tale of two different seasons for you guys, but ultimately when you look back at your entire career, there's a lot to be proud of as your time as a Pirate.
Yeah, there really was. Just my teammates have been amazing over the past couple years, especially last year. We had such a tight bond. We went on, you know, a sectional run, and we kept going, and so that was pretty amazing. Whether we didn't get the chance to go on to state, but we set the number of wins records at 25, and it's been such a blessing to be in the Branson basketball program, just because of how the community kind of band around us. That's something that was it was amazing to see throughout my 4 years.
When you look back at your time here, not only in basketball but as sports in general, your time as being a Lady Pirate, what are you going to remember most?
I think I'm going to remember the people. Each and every one of them, from my teammates to my coaches to my teachers, everybody has just been amazing here. It's like my family. So.
And what are you going to major in?
Right now, I think I'm going to do physical therapy. That's what I'm going in declaring, but I'm not for sure on that, but that's what I'm headed towards right now. So.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Thanks, Lauren.
Thank you, guys.